We agree 100%. And maybe my presentation was deficient in that respect. Mind you that in that part of the presentation I talked about propositions, not about clauses. So the idea is that propositions are semantic entities, and structurally they may appear as clauses, but they may also appear in the form of noun phrases, probably most of the time nominalized verbal expressions introduced by prepositions and so on. And when I elaborate further on this, I will certainly mention such proposition phrases, for instance.
So if you had something like for a visit, you would be having a proposition buried underneath that, which could map to a noun or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer to the first question is simple. It is yes. And especially those people who I hope would use the description that is bilingual teachers, they all have internet access, either at home or at school or in an internet cafe. The answer to the second question is much more difficult. I think that a linguist should be able to work with a publicly understandable grammar. So what one should write is really a publicly understandable grammar. And it's certainly just a defect of mine that I have not so far been able to do that. I've written a grammatical description for the linguist. It's probably easier to do for a linguist. Yeah. But as I said, this is certainly something that needs to be done. I entirely agree with you.
I'm wondering if you could say a little bit about your data entry procedure with this. So, for instance, like when you had the index, I didn't know if you had to construct the index by hand or if it was automatic, or how you go about it. You said it was nice that you could make a new chapter and it could be automatically published. But if you could just say a little bit about the process through which you actually construct the chapter, you know, if you're coding HTML by hand or doing something else.
At the moment, this is at a very low level of technical sophistication. I just write HTML 4 pages by hand and interlink them with the rest, and that's all. I mentioned that there is another part of the overall description, which is a text corpus and a lexicon. The lexicon has the form of an SQL database, and it is 100% interlinked with the text corpus. The plan for the future is to link that part of the description with the present part, which is the grammatical description. I would need a project for that in order to do it. At the moment, these are just things done entirely manually. In the database that I just mentioned, examples are glossed.
Okay. So can you like click on an example and then go
Yeah. And there's also in the part that I briefly mentioned before, this part here, they're fully glossed texts, like this one here, Nazario. So this is the standard linguistic format, and the gloss is in English, and one of the translations is in English. Yeah. The examples in the grammar, as I said, are unsophisticated from the technical point of view because they are literally present in the in the descriptive pages. And since the grammar addresses speakers of the language, they don't need an interlinear gloss. But of course, it would be desirable to link the grammatical description with the text corpus where the examples are glossed, so they could directly appear with the gloss on the page. Yeah.
No more questions, so let's thank. One more question, maybe? No? Okay. Then let's thank Christian Lima.
Thank you.
And our next speaker will be Sebastian Rude from the University of Frankfurt and Sergio Gurley in Brazil, speaking about the digital grammar.
I made 50 copies of the pen.
A second. Okay, here we are. Well, thank you for letting me participate in this very interesting colloquium so far, and it promises to be from here on. So I will make a contribution talking about a project which has not yet started, but I hope it will start soon. I will talk briefly about the background of this project. I will explain what I mean by digital grammars. I will explain what language archiving technology is. I will explain what the wiki or content management system approach is, why I think the text encoding initiative is something we should take into account, about versioning and publication of such a digital grammar, and will come to a conclusion. So, this here is a project which I have submitted to the German DFG a couple of months ago. So, of course, a project is work which I've not yet done, but at least there's a quite detailed project description with tasks and a timetable to run. So, this is so concrete as far as it could be to this point of time, and I'm very interested for your input to improve this before it starts even. The context of this all is a DILTA fellowship that I'm currently holding, which is about construing a discourse-based multimedia grammar of Avicii. Writing the grammar is the part that I'm doing, and the technical part to construct it as a multimedia online grammar, this is the part which I'm applying for money right now. The minor context of this grammar is the Dobus program. I had a Dobus project on Avicii in the early 2000s, and since then still continue to collaborate with the technical group at the Max Planck Institute in Nijmegen. But I think I'm not going to develop a digital grammar writing, for instance, HTML pages or something, which I do once and show it to others, but I would like to develop something which other linguists could take over and just use. So it should be a system and not just one instance of a grammar, but a system that could be interesting for other linguists to use, to take over. That means it is a community-based project, and not only for a community, but it should also be developed by a community. This also because I'm not going to reinvent the wheel, and there is much relevant good work out here. We just saw an example by Christian Lehmann, but there's also Sebastian Nordhoff's Galois project, or the X-Link paper work, or Nick Tieberger's work. So there is much out there that could be used and integrated, and this is part of the of the design of the project. So this is a project which is about language description, which is in the intersection between linguistic fieldwork and linguistic typology and theory, as we just saw very well. But it is also a project related to language documentation, which is why I'm presenting it at this Congress, because it involves heavily language information and technology. So in fact, the project proposal reads as a proposal in computer linguistics. I'm going to design a digital infrastructure. This is a technical proposal. So the digital grammar is in the intersection of all these: language documentation, computer linguistics, language description, and all the areas to which those belong. So what are such digital grammars as I envisage them? The key features are that, of course, they should be digital. So it should be digital entities, digital documents. But this holds probably for almost all linguistic work being done today, maybe with exception of Bob Dixon. We all write in computers and publish electronically. But I think it should be different from using Office software and publishing as a PDF, even online on an online journal. I think it should be, and this we just saw how useful that can be, it should be a set of hypertext documents which are interlinked and which are linked with other resources outside. And that means that we not have only italics or boldface formatting, but we have a markup which is which says the system, this here is a word form, or this here is a sentence, or this here is a lexeme. And with this information, there should be functionalities that apply to lexemes or sentences or word forms. The questions, of course, are how can this be used? How do we edit this? And of course, handwriting HTML pages is heroic, but is nothing that the average linguist will do for writing a grammar. So we need some sort of system here. And I'm still not sure what would be the best way to go. Other questions are, which are the data formats? The formats for archiving, storing this information, to work with, to present it. There are several data formats which can be the same or can be different, so we need transformations of these, and this is all technically highly complex. As it is digital, one should think of, can this be integrated into a wider infrastructure? Can other people use this which have other frameworks? Can even machines access this data and use the information in the grammar for their systems? This is something which in future could be useful. So I envisage hypertext pages which contain basically descriptive prosa, descriptive text as we find them in currently available descriptive grammars, with certain special elements. For instance, lexical units would be marked in a certain way, and they would be interlinked with an entry in a lexical database. This is what many people are doing already. There are online lexica, and words should link and point to the entries of such lexica. This holds also for inflected word forms, a little bit more tricky, but also one word form should give you access to the lexical entry where the word to which this form belongs is described in more detail. Then we have, of course, sentences, example sentences, clauses, phrases, whatever. These could be and should be interlinked to an online database where the utterances of such sentences can be heard or even seen, and where you can see detailed annotation on them. finally, and this is also a very interesting aspect that we just saw in Christian Lehmann's proposal, there are many linguistic terms in such a grammar, and many descriptive grammars as books nowadays are not only intermixed between semasiological and onomasiological information, but they also always are between two levels. One is a description of the language applying a certain theory, and one is describing the theory which is applied. And sometimes it is quite standard, and there's no much explanation of what a transitive verb is, but other concepts are specific to a certain theory, and most grammars will explain to some extent also the theory and not just the language applying a theory. So I think those two parts should be separated. There should be a theoretical database or description where all those information of what I mean by such and such concept is explained, and the grammar should concentrate on using these terms, applying them, and describing the language. So I envisage some terminological database which is interlinked with the description. Of course, there are other elements, tables, graphics, and hypertext references to other work out there, and other things that one can think of. So to sum up, links from exemplars, and I take here Jeff Good's term for chosen example sentences that exemplify a certain phenomenon, but also one can think of generating automatic lists of all the sentences where a certain phenomenon occurs, not chosen by the linguist, but by some query to some database where all those examples would fall out. Lexical units could be linked to an online lexicon. There should be a separation between the theoretical part and the descriptive part. And another point which we just heard is very interesting and very important is that usually grammars are directed explicitly or not to different audiences, linguists, specialized linguists, the general audience. And I think this can be done also by hypertext pages which have the same content but use different terminologies, are geared for different audiences. Here comes language archiving technology, which is the context in which I think such digital grammars can be fruitfully developed. What is this? This is a set of tools, a set of technology, which is being developed by the Max Planck Institute for Psycholinguistics in Nijmegen since about 2000. One of the contexts of this development is language documentation, especially the Dobus program, which is hosted at that MPI. They are producing large language corpora, which are indexed and cataloged by IMDI metadata, which is also a way to search and to access these data. I think we heard quite a lot of these in the last days. There is the very famous and well-known ELAN tool, which is good for interlinearizing and transcribing, transcribing and annotating text, multimedia text. Annex is a tool which displays this in a web browser to the user. Lexus has also been presented at several occasions in this meeting already, which is the tool for online lexicon databases. Less known, of course, is the ISOCAT data catalog for linguistic terms, where somebody who uses a certain term can look up if there is already a definition that fits with the own use, and if not, register his or her term and give a definition to it, even in several languages. This should become a reference tool for linguists in general. But in the language archiving technology, there is no component for scientific metatexts about the language documentation material, about the lexica, for instance, grammars. But I also think of smaller papers that just describe a certain linguistic phenomenon or typological texts that use lots of examples from different languages. All these are covered under digital grammar in this sense. I mean descriptive texts which are heavily loaded with examples, linguistic data. Here I've got some screenshots from the different tools of language archiving technology. This is the IMDI browser, which shows a corpora of language documentation. This here is the Annex tool, which can display certain sentences of taped texts with interlinearized annotation. This is a screenshot of the Lexos tool, which will be redone in the next weeks. There will be a new version of Lexos out with a different interface. And finally, this is a screenshot of the ISOCAT data category catalog. I think for many of the things that I envisage, one could say, well, write a wiki. This is exactly what Sebastian Nordhoff has been proposed for some years now already. And I think this is indeed a good approach to go. One could use a content management system and a wiki in order to implement such rendering of digital text, linguistic text, grammars in particular. There are some advantages which come for free if you use such a system. Online collaboration, several persons can work on the same grammar or yourself from different places. User management, you can track down who contributed which piece of information to a digital grammar. Version control, you can say on that and that day, this and this was present or not, and the pages grow and you can still go back to another earlier version. And the software for content management systems is nothing that I have to maintain, but this is done by a different project, a different software development team, a different company or whatever. The challenges of AOR are that I think that a grammar should still be a coherent didactical text, and that is more than just a bunch of interconnected hypertext pages. You should be able to read, at least hypothetically, a grammar from the beginning to the end. So there should be a sequence of pages, and there should be chapters and sub-chapters. However these are organized, I like very much the idea of Christian Lehmann, which I heard the first time from some 20 years ago now, to divide those things into the semiological descriptions, the onomatopoeia. But still, I think it should be a book and not just wiki pages. This is one of the points where I disagree with Sebastian Nordhoff. And the other thing is we need specialized markup. So we have to tag things as examples, as words, as lexemes. And this is difficult to do in a simple wiki. We can format it as italic, but there we don't have the functionalities. And we want to have those functionalities to interlink it with other digital resources. The last point to illustrate this, if I've got here a section 1.1 in one hypertext page and section 1.2 as another hypertext page and the next subsection, then these all belong to section 1, which would be one hypertext page, which would have links which point to the subchapters, maybe a short introduction or some explanation about the purpose of that section in general. This is one way to access it, and of course each section would have something like an up button where you can go back in your hierarchy back to the section itself. But there should also be a next button where you can go and follow the sequence of the pages, and when you're finished with all sub-pages of section 1, then you should go next to section 2. I also said that it would be interesting to be able to address different audiences at the same time. So if I write my section 1.2 for general linguists, then I can have other pages which are directed to non-linguists, and another page where I talk to other people who like integrational linguistics, which is the approach that I have been trained in, where I can use a certain terminology, where I can just write the way that I think about of language. Or applying any other theory. This is for generative grammarians or whatever the theoretical framework you're used in. So we would have three pages which would basically show the same content but use different ways to describe the phenomena. And we have the sequence of pages. So we have, on one hand, we have a certain layer which is for general linguists, let's say, and you usually navigate in one layer. But at one point you can say, okay, here I would like to know the theoretical, more explicit description, and then you change your layer. And for another part, you just want to know the general broad overview and you switch to the more general description. So we have layers, but we have also what I call up to now content bundles, which are different hypertext pages which all describe the same phenomenon but use different approaches to different audiences. This is also possibly useful to address to have the grammar in different languages, in English, in Portuguese, in my case, or whatever would be suitable. These would be different layers which belong to the same content bundle. I think a good approach is to use XML. It is certainly a lasting standard as far as we can see right now. It has the advantage to be human and machine readable. And there exist the text encoding initiatives, which gives recommendation how to use the XML, which tags to use in order to render arbitrary texts. And these recommendations are in many areas a de facto standard. And I think this could be useful also for descriptive linguistics. So I think that the TEI XML should be at least one of the different data formats of such a digital grammar. If it will be the working format or the archiving format or an interchange format, I don't know. But I think it should be transferable at least to TEI XML. Challenges are, of course, how do we enter XML text? Very few linguists are willing to open tags and close tags and be confronted with the details of XML markup. And there is no specific TEI module for linguistic descriptive of typological work yet. So in the project proposal, there is foreseen a PhD student position for 3 years, where I propose that someone goes through several grammars in book form, electronic grammars, and looks which are the data types which are out there. Jeff Good did such work some years ago already and came to some conclusions, and I think this can be generalized, so that we see which are the tags which are really used and which are really needed for descriptive grammars, and maybe propose a new module to TEI. Laurent Romary was quite interested in such a module for TEI that would be useful for rendering linguistic work. So what I envisage is that if we have, for instance, a syntactic unit like he goes, that this would be tagged, for instance, as syntactic unit or something, and it could be rendered to the reader, the user, in a certain formatted way, in italics, for instance. There is a main functionality connected with it, so if you click on it, then you will hear a media file where the utterance of this construction has been recorded. But there can be other secondary functionalities, so see interlinear glosses, see syntactic trees, or from individual words, go to the lexical entry to that individual word. For a single word, single inflected word form, again, that could be a certain tag, formatted in a certain way. The main functionality would go to the lexical entry of that word, but there could also be interlinear glosses on the morpheme level, and maybe if there is an utterance of that word in isolation, that could be heard or seen as well. For lexical words, for instance, again, we would have a certain type of formatting. But for lexical words, we have, for instance, homonyms. So that it, So lexical words might be important to distinguish from inflected forms from the lexical word itself or from the lexeme itself. So maybe at least in the technical part of the grammar, we would tag the word with an V for word so that it is distinguished from a form of the word. This is a formatting question, which could be let out in the version for non-linguists readers. And we also have the problem that there can be several words with the same lemma, and we can describe this as an attribute in XML, and it would be rendered with an homonym index in the user interface. Again, the functionality would go to the lexical entry, and there can be other secondary functionalities, show me the meaning of the word, or show me which word class is that, or whatever. So, fleshing the first impression out, I propose that the hypertext pages would at least at some point be TEI XML with specialized tags for linguistic entities, for examples, and that the functionalities would interact with language archiving technology tools, so with Lexis, with annex Elan documents, and with